Ben thought his father was going to ask about the woman in the mist, or her relationship to the mental illness plaguing the Order's Jedi Knights. He thought his father might possibly ask about whether she had somehow been responsible for corrupting Jason himself, or even whether Darth Kydus had something to do with the problems currently troubling the Order. Instead, Luke asked, "When you visited the Pool of Knowledge, who did you see sitting on the Throne of Balance?" The yellow flash that briefly colored Jason's eyes betrayed his surprise. But his expression remained calm, becoming almost beatific. Ben realized this was a question Jason wanted to answer, one that he had never expected to be asked. Instead of replying, however, Jason cocked a brow.
"First, would you mind telling me who you saw?"
"Not at all," Luke replied.
"Alana, surrounded by a retinue of species from all across the galaxy. She looked quite happy."
A smile of relief, or perhaps it was triumph, came to Jason's face.
"Then it doesn't matter who I saw. But it wasn't you, if by chance that's what you were thinking."
Their conversation was, of course, entirely lost on Ben. He had no more idea what the Throne of Balance was than he did the Pool of Knowledge. And to tell the truth, it all sounded like the kind of mind-boggling stuff that could lead a guy down a dark path before he realized he had stepped into a shadow. But the relief in his father's Force aura, Ben did understand. And he understood the gratitude as well. And he was thankful to Jason for those two things, even if nothing else. Luke gave Jason a wry smile, then inclined his head and said,
"It wasn't, but thanks."
Had Ben not been so attuned to Luke's Force aura, he would not have noticed that his father had just done something that he had believed his father never did. Luke Skywalker had lied. Jason returned Luke's wry smile.
"I didn't think so."
He closed his eyes and began to sink beneath the surface. And suddenly, Ben realized he couldn't let his cousin go like that. Not if he wanted to keep the promise he had made to his mother.
"Jason, wait!"
Jason opened his eyes and stopped sinking.
I just wanted you to know, Jason, I forgive you."
Jason returned to the surface so he could speak.
"That's good, Ben. It's one burden you won't have to carry through life. Go with the Force."
"Thanks."
Ben was so surprised by the sincerity in Jason's voice that he almost didn't know what to say.
"You too, I guess."
Jason snorted in amusement.
"Ben, I am with the Force."
He paused, as though waiting for Ben to say something else, then finally asked,
"Isn't there a question you wanted to ask me?"
"Well, yeah."
Ben glanced nervously toward the woman in the mist. While he wasn't sure that his father would believe anything Jason told them about the mysterious figure, the question seemed worth asking.
"But I didn't want it to seem like I was trying to buy an answer."
Jason shook his head.
"Ben, didn't I just tell you to be honest with me?"
He turned toward the mists of forgetfulness.
"I wish I could help you, but I have no idea who that is."
Ben's heart sank. He half suspected Jason was lying to him, but he saw no use in entertaining such bitter feelings. Either he had forgiven Jason or he hadn't, and it would be better for him if he had. At least he thought that was what his mother had been telling him.
"No problem, Jason,"
Ben said.
"Have a peaceful... whatever."
"Damnation,"
Jason supplied. He turned toward the mist of forgetfulness, then added,
"But Ben, if you really need to know who she is, the lake doesn't stretch forever. Just keep walking. You have all the time in the universe."
Ben scowled, certain now that Jason was toying with him.
"Thanks, Jason."
He glanced toward his stubborn father.
"That was bound to be a big help."
Jason gave him a cruel smirk.
"Just choose and act, Ben."
He sank beneath the water again, his eyes turning a bright, burning white.
"Choose and act."
"Good advice,"
Ben said. He watched until his cousin had sunk back beneath the water and closed his eyes again, then turned to his father.
"Dad, I've just made a command decision. If Jason tells us we have all the time in the universe..."
"We're in trouble, I know."
Luke turned away from the mists, then waved Rondi and their guides back toward the near end of the lake.
Let's go home.
But what about the lady in the mists?
The Given asked, moving to block their way.
You can't leave before you know who she is.
I know one thing.
Luke brought his hand up, planting his palm in the center of the Given's chest, and using a force-enhanced strike to send him flying out of their path.
It's time to get back to the shadows.